You can't go to an estate sale or a flea market these days without stumbling across any number of things that just scream 1940s or 50s. Teardrop water pitchers, sensuously curved butter dishes. It turns out those things very well might have been made by one of the first industrial designers, Russell Wright, a good half century before Martha Stewart or Ralph Lauren decreed what colors of paint, towels, sheets, and dishes you should have. Wright decreed that good design is for everyone, and by extension, that his tableware and furniture were the ones to use. Russell Wright died in 1976. Now, two of his books have been reissued, a cookbook and his 1950 Guide to Easier Living. A slightly altered reissue of his tableware is back on the market, too. Independent producer Karen Michelle has this report on the man whose style is coming back.
Beginning in the 1930s, Russell Wright designed an incredible array of household objects, from cocktail shakers to ice water pitchers, convertible furniture, tablecloths, dishes, luggage, even a sort of Lazy Susan device with wire arms for hanging pretzels.
I've been looking for a seafoam green pitcher.
Susan Sinese is a design historian and editor-in-chief of Metropolis magazine. She says there are a number of reasons Wright's muted colors and gently curved shapes took hold for the middle class, the way, say, Lewis Comfort Tiffany did for the upper.
It was the simplicity of the forms. It was the usefulness of them, the beauty of the materials, the timeliness of the colors, the craft itself. It addressed some of the ideals of how Americans wanted to live.
Ideals that Russell Wright and his wife and business partner Mary set forth in 1950 in a book written from the distinct comfort of their Park Avenue abode, The Guide to Easier Living. For they weren't content to supply the objects people could use without some say over how they should be used, all in a context they labeled the New American Etiquette, informal but with coordinated table settings, stating that in the new hospitality, ease, efficiency, and work-saving are paramount. Wright's desire to design all aspects of life even extended to the woods around his country home in upstate New York, Manitoga, Algonquin, he said, for home of the Great Spirit. That's where Wright and his daughter Annie spent much of her childhood.
The idea is that this is a totally manipulated landscape. Everything that you see here has been placed here and planted here and designed to be here. So when people come and they say, oh, you know, how did you find such a beautiful spot? It's just, the remarkable thing is that none of this was here.
Wright moved boulders, planted moss, manicured tree branches, designed miles of walking trails, diverted waterways, intimately knew and engineered the 75 acres of Manitoga, and was the architect for the home and studio that was, by his lights, an example of the precepts that he and his wife Mary had set out. So, never mind that the huge panes of glass that opened to the outdoors meant letting the rain and muck in, much less Wright's notion that panels, curtains, tableware, everything had to be changed with the season.
He thought it was easier living. He thought that all the rocks in the house and the stone floors and everything, you could just open the doors and get a hose and hose them down. You know, it was, in his mind, you were living with nature. You weren't doing things that were so complicated and pretentious as his parents and his grandparents did.
A wealthy family of lawyers and judges, the path Wright was expected to take. Instead, he found the theater and set design and went on to take his sense of theatricality into designs that were hits with the American public during the mid-20th century, and for many of the same reasons, says Susan Sinese, with collectors now.
Russell Wright actually identified the American ethos with his design, and it wasn't some sort of inherited idea. It was what grew out of here, without it being some sort of snooty Louis style that we're trying to emulate and trying to get class from. He is saying America is a modern society wanting to live in a modern way, and here are the designs to back that up.
Wright's early career was as part of a twosome, he and wife Mary. All during the design process, they consulted with manufacturers, even meeting with workers entrusted with turning ideas into objects. And they talked with salesmen, too.
They were a true collaboration. She understood the market very well, and she understood the willingness of people to identify with progressiveness, with this kind of idea that we're a modern culture, a technologically important culture, and at the same time, craft plays an important role. And he and Mary understood that very well.
When Mary Wright died in 1952, Russell Wright was in his late 40s and the single father of a 2-year-old daughter. A few years later, Edward R. Murrow brought his television cameras to visit.
Well, how did you happen to concentrate on products for the home?
Well, like most things in my life and the lives of many others, Mary and I were a young and impecunious couple, and we did this out of necessity. You see, we had to do our own housekeeping and furnish our own apartment, so I began designing and making furniture and serving pieces for our own use.
Well, yes and no. Like everything in his life, Wright also designed The Truth. The guide to easier living that he and Mary wrote and the lifestyle they promoted wasn't really true to their own. They had household help. The detailed instructions in the book for casual daily cleaning of the bathroom leading up to the weekly thorough cleaning wasn't something either of them necessarily had to do.
In some ways, it was a myth. He knew it wasn't easy. I mean, that's his sense of drama in writing a book and selling the book. I mean, he was a good salesman.
Daughter Annie Wright.
And he was a workaholic, so what might seem simple to him and not a problem really was daunting to the rest of us.
After all, Russell Wright was the Martha Stewart of the 1930s, and the modern-day lifestyle queen wrote the introduction to the Russell Wright cookbook. She acknowledges she thinks much the way Wright did, and that the information is as timely today as when it was originally compiled more than 50 years ago. But it's all a bit of hype. As Annie Wright knows, not everyone could afford her father's goods.
I think it was expensive for some people. I mean, you went to Macy's to buy it. You went to Gimbel's to buy it. You didn't go to, I don't know what was around then, too, Corvettes?
Now, for those who want to recapture the time and style of Russell Wright, there are the many collectors and sellers who'll find you one of those seafoam green pitchers for about $90. Or you can buy a near reproduction from the new edition made in China for $29.99. Only this time, instead of those upscale department stores, look for them at the retailers for today's masses, Bed Bath & Beyond and JCPenney. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.